Thank you for your kind introduction. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to present the second part of our Crisscross project with my colleague Yvonne Jans. We've already heard about this slide. Doesn't work. Okay, I take the other one. Sorry. We've already heard about Crisscross and its aims while the Cologne team presented how they managed their part of the project. We want to present now the second part of the Crisscross project, the mapping of the SVD subject headings to their English and French equivalents in LCSH and Rameau. MACS was initiated by CENL, the Conference of European National Librarians. A working group consisting of four libraries was set up, the British Library, the Bibliothèque Nationale de France, the Swiss Library, and the German National Library was in. The objective was to create a multilingual gateway that allows subject access to our library catalogs, thus overcoming linguistic barriers. I will point out, I will point out the milestones of the project in a short overview. Between 1997 and 1999, the project's proposal was worked out. A feasibility study was then realized with a subset of headings from the fields of sports and theater. It showed a great promise for enlarging the project scope, so different mapping methods were explored, and a prototype of a web linking tool was created in the years 2000-2001. Between 2002 and 2004, due to positive tests, the link management interface was upgraded to become a production database. In the following year, 2005, a big amount of LCSH and Rameau tuples from the BNF were uploaded, and we're working integrating it into the Crisscross project scope. Crisscross started at 2006, and in 2007, the SNB, the Swiss National Library, our colleagues there started editing links over all subject heading fields, and we began to organize the cooperative work in the LMI. In the meantime, the headings were updated, and an update routine was installed. This technical work was supported by an intellectual survey, and due to the implemented double check, we can now say that the heading lists are always up to date. At this time, it became clear that our first idea, namely to do the linking of both DDC and LCSH in one step, was not practicable. Since the Cologne team was working full capacity with the DDC SVD mapping, both on the practical and the theoretical level, we decided to hire 12 freelancers to do the intellectual linking within 1 year. This team consisted of professional translators. They started the linking process in 2009. As a result, since 2007, with the help of the translators and the Swiss colleagues, we reached the enormous amount of 58,900 German, French, English triple links. In 2009, the TEL project began to make tests how the links could be integrated within a multilingual search interface. Coming back to the linking process itself, what was the translator's scope and how did we organize their work? About 70,000 tuple Rameau LCSH from BNF were ready to be linked with SVD headings. So we extracted the 50,000 most used SVD subject headings, which had been already linked to DDC, and divided them into 12 work packages by compiling neighboring disciplines. Now we will demonstrate the handling of the LMI, the link management interface, and explain the methods we followed for the intellectual mapping. So I want to give the word to my colleague Yvonne.
Thank you, Helga. Well, as Helga already mentioned, the major software application is or was Link Management Interface, LMI. And as she mentioned, it was developed in the 90s and further refined over the years. LMI is a web application fully independent of any partner library system. It is a database with a link management front end and completed by an XML search engine, which is very powerful, and it can handle a million links up to 50 indexing languages. The LMI was professionally designed by Jeroen Hoppenbrouwers, and it's a pity that he isn't here today. So he is also a freelancer, information science researcher, who well maintained this database over the years. LMI provides lots of successful features, and I will shortly demonstrate the most essential. Of course, the first one is you can search subject headings in all three indexing languages. And, yeah, for instance, SWD, you can select, and then you will get lists of them, of the subject headings. Subject headings are updated automatically, monthly or weekly, and so you can always work with the latest version. Furthermore, as you can see here in the slide, all subject headings have identifiers, so to facilitate processing and avoid doubling. It's also possible to update it manually. Next feature is searching links, of course, if the editors want to check which links are already there. As Helga mentioned, the French-English links were loaded, or if you want to check which links, trilingual, are already there, you can search links starting from one indexing language. And again, you will get lists of them. And as you can see here on the right-hand side, also, every link has an identifier, so you can see the max number. The main features are, of course, editing features. So the editors can add subject headings. In this example, you can see there is already an LCSH RAMO link between science and industry, and here the editor want to add the German subject heading, and he can or she can do it easily by clicking on edit, or you can create a new trilingual link, and everything is very easy. You can do it by clicking on Edit and select whatever you want, whatever subject heading you want from the whole authority files. Each max link has at least one broad DDC domain. So This subject domain number was developed by Bibliothèque Nationale de France, and we have here about 60 domains. And you can use it for restricting work areas or filtering subsets for your discipline. And by the way, this is very similar to how the Austrian, German, and Swiss national bibliographies has been structured since 2004. Well, there are lots of other useful functionalities, but I don't want to tire you with more details. LMI is freely available on the web, so you can have a look at it if you want. Coming now to methodology. The max linking methodology establishes links on an analysis at the semantic level on one hand, so looking at the concept and the authority records with relationships, but on the other hand also at the syntactic level. That means looking at the indexed publications. All editors had to find close equivalents, and they had to have the objective of successful multilingual subject retrieval always in their minds. Mapping results are successful when the concepts represented by the different subject headings turn out to be really close equivalents. The quality of linking is based on the retrieval of consistent sets of bibliographic records from the different catalogs. Our Swiss colleagues developed a practical guide. So such a manual contains about, 20 pages, which was really a good help, and also personal training helped to speed up the work. And I think you can imagine how laborious this mapping work was. The editors had to use LMI to search in three catalogs and the three indexing languages, to become familiar with the scopes, with the relationships, and they had to consult dictionaries and encyclopedias to understand the concepts. Of course, terms were not translated, but it was nice to see how easy it was for professional translators to find equivalents in LCSH and Rameau because of their very good knowledge of the three languages. But it was a challenge for them to understand first the differences of these three indexing languages. LCSH, Rameau, and SVD have very similar underlying principles, but sometimes different levels of abstraction and detail. For all three indexing languages, rather similar structures of authority records are available. That helps comparing the scope and semantic relationships. All three are very comprehensive vocabularies, very specific and deeply developed in nearly all disciplines. LCSH is the oldest indexing language, going back to the 19th century. Rameau goes back to the Canadian Repertoire de Villette Matière, French translation of the LCSH from the 1950s. And SVD is the youngest indexing language, created in the 1980s from the German from libraries of the German-speaking countries. The most important difference, which is essential regarding our mapping methodology, is the variant syntactical construction. Whereas LCSH and Rameau prefer pre-coordinated subject strings, often with qualifying subdivisions, SVD is more post-coordinated. So complex topics can be represented. Another difference is caused by natural language differences, of course, that allow, for instance, more pre-combined headings in German. So which kinds or types of links did we create? Our approach allows only equivalent relations based on the idea that correlated indexing languages should serve equivalent retrieval results across the systems. We had one-to-one and one-to-many relations, and we allowed also mapping combinations of subject headings if necessary, as you can see here, and relations. But that means that this use of Boolean compound cannot be easily interpreted in the opposite direction. That is a challenge when later using the links. An exception is the null relation, which means that the term could not be mapped to other terms. We had no starting or target language. All equivalence expressions can be read symmetrically. But you have to have in your mind these end combinations. We distinguished between 3 degrees of equivalence, so exact, overlapping, and partial. Exact means the scope of all 3 headings is really congruent. Overlapping means headings are not congruent, but concepts are overlapping in a way that a link will help getting relevant retrieval results. For instance, the exact translation and equivalent of English imperialism is German imperialismus. But German neocolonialismus, as you can see here in the example, is part of the French and English heading scope of imperialism. We decided to create also partial equivalent links to ensure that relevant publications are linked. So, for instance, French car linguistique is a broader term of Dative, but Rameau treats the subset Dative as an used for relation to car linguistique. At the indexing level, there would be exact correspondence, but on the semantic level, there's only partial correspondence. As always in life, the manual couldn't answer all questions, and I will shortly demonstrate which questions turned out during the mapping. Sometimes it was difficult to find appropriate equivalents. We were confronted with different coverage due to different developments of the indexing languages. One indexing language developed a topic in far more detail than the others, as we have already seen in the example of Dative. Sometimes we have different semantics. So what do you think? Is cider equivalent to cidre and to Apfelwein? Of course, the flavor is different, and indeed we use the term cidre in Germany if we mean the French cidre. And indeed, in the US, the term cider is even used for the non-alcoholic beverage. So, although the production and especially the fermentation processes are different, we decided to have an equivalent relation on the indexing level, because you will get adequate publications with all 3 headings. Sometimes relations were quite evident, but at second view they turned out to be rather different, as in the case of German Altertum and Antike. The German heading Antike is, for instance, equivalent to Civilisation Classique in French and not to Civilisation Antique. And that this indicates how mapping results depend really on good language skills. In the end, the semantics of our mappings were reviewed by our subject experts at the National Library, and samples were empirically tested for document recall and precision. And compared to other cross concordances and other projects, we can really agree that it is very cost-intensive and time-consuming to generate such terminology networks. And Helga will now demonstrate how you and we and others can benefit from this work.
As Yvonne mentioned, the links should be further developed, and it was a hard work, a good work, and we hope to get some more input in order to overcome the problems with the aforementioned mapping problems. So we, how can you get the benefit of our work? It is possible to download the links in an XML structure from the LMI, and the links are published by DNB as linked data. And furthermore, we want to integrate the multilingual equivalents in our SORTI records so that we can use them in our own portal too and do more research for make it better. Linked data sets on the web linked together semantically, forming a publicly accessible network for structured information. Why linked data? Linked data has become the de facto standard for publishing, exchanging data in the internet. And we intend to get access to collaboration partners like research institutions or cultural heritage organizations, as well as to internet companies and communities. Library data can play there a major role, providing reliability, stability, and perhaps become a backbone of trust. The German National Library published linked data in May 2010, and we published about 37,000 links from SVD to LCSH and 28,200 links from SVD to RAMO. RAMO and LCSH also publish MAX relations as part of their linked data. Our data has been used to update the RAMO SVD links, and LCSH SVD links will follow. The multilingual search, we will be realized hopefully in the context of Europeana, the digital German digital library, and last but not least in our German National Library. Now I want to show some applications of the links that describe the possible benefit of the catalogers and the users as well. A cataloger who has to index foreign language documents can use the link of identifying the relevant LCSH in the document and will be led to the German subject headings by the MAX links. That is, foreign indexing results can be used because they can be transformed into SVD subject heading strings. Even an automatic generation of such a string of index terms based on the links is conceivable. Here we have, for example, an English title already indexed with LCSH. You see the screenshot of the LSC. The MAX links... So now we see the MAX link from pregnancy, nutrition, and Schwangerschaft and Ernährung. That can lead the cataloger, as I mentioned, to the German title in the German National Library, and he will build a subject heading string in our German indexing language. So, coming to the user's benefit, max links are also useful for users. The links enable them to search in their native language in the library of their choice. And because of the mappings, the user can expand their search results. For example, if a user does an unspecified query in English in our catalog, he gets at the moment only documents where the term is named in the title or the document itself. With Max, he will get also titles that doesn't name the search term and are indexed with SVD headings. And because of the SVD DDC mapping, an additional set of titles of only classified documents will be available too. With Max, also a subject search with an English term will be successful, so the user will have access to SVD indexed publications. By the support of Max, the user can get access to other collections indexed with LCSH or ROMO in other catalogs or portals. But the mapping can also provide a specification of query results. For example, a search result of English online publications can be restrained or be ranked the intellectual subject index publications at first. Here are two examples for the benefit. Searching documents about erneuerbare Energien can be enlarged by the mapping in our own catalog with English titles. In the second example, the linking between the subject heading Führung and Leadership makes the effect much more visible. The enhancement of about 800 titles is enormous and basically relevant. The importance of English as language to publish in grows continuously in nearly every knowledge field. So in consequence, the mapping process is getting more and more important for all libraries. I can't see anymore. Here we have an example how users benefit if they expand their search from their own library to others worldwide. Ärztlicher Behandlungsfehler is a synonym of the SVD heading. Pardon. I would like to wait until I can see the display. Ah, here we go. The search term. Stop, sonst sehe ich hier nichts mehr. Ehrlich. Gut. Here we have an example how users benefit if they expand their search from their own library to others worldwide. So, start again. The search term ärztlicher Behandlungsfehler is a synonym of the SVD heading ärztlicher Kunstfehler, and ärztlicher Kunstfehler is linked in a max link medical errors from LCSH and erreur médical Rameau. On the next page you see the authority files, and in behalf of the linking you can search outgoing from DNB, you can search SVD index title in DNB and SNL, with the LCSH in LOC and BL, and in the French concept in the BNF, and so on. So a query setup in DNB, for example, and enlarged by the results of subject search in BNF and LOC can lead to an enhancement of about half of the titles. You get more. In DNB, you have 169 titles with this indexation, in LOC 62, and in BNF 49. I think that's a good result. The potential has to be transformed into suitable retrieval instruments and user navigation. That's not yet realized. What seems to be an important challenge for many libraries? The first integration for meta searching, I want to name TEL. They integrated our MaxLinks in 2008. And they did it within the TEL Plus project with an EU eContent Plus program, which aims at making digital content in Europe more accessible. European collections, which are indexed with LCSH, Rameau, and S3D, can be searched by using the Max mapping under this interface. Therefore, a prototype tool was developed that uses mapping sets and provides a subject-based trilingual searching. The prototype does not only use the manual made Max mappings, that's very interesting, but also automatically produced mappings that were created based on a statistical analysis of duly indexed books. That is a method which was already successfully used within the WIAF project for name authorities. This way, the collections of European national libraries will be more and better available. Now, to one.
So I think I will skip the next slide to save some time for discussion. These were some examples of possible use of our work, which Helga gave. And I think we are convinced that lots of libraries or other institutions can use these mappings. We know that they are interested in controlled vocabularies and in translating mechanisms, so they will use it. And hopefully you will use our trilingual links. And now, thank you for your attention.